Blog Talk Radio.
Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You're an idiot.
What's up, Miami? Who's ready for the weekend review? Time to introduce the main host, Fixin' Jay.
Hello, nerd.
This is Fixin' Jay, and I am addicted to pandas, French vanilla coffee, and steamed aioli. Let me introduce to you my co-host, my partner in crime, Faith.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
Well, Vixen, that is true, but that's my alter ego. My real name is I'm Batman.
Tinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brain, but how can you have a duck dynasty if none of the people are ducks?
God damn it, Tinky. Can't you get at least one fucking thing right?
Hello, guys. Happy Thursday. Since we weren't here yesterday, we're here today on Thursday. I am Vixen Jay. Right next to me, I have Faith.
What's up?
What's up, my peeps? I know you guys missed us. I missed you guys. We have a lot to talk about today, actually. Yep. Shout-outs?
No shout-outs first. What are you talking about?
So, we are back this week with some crazy Pokemon facts.
Of course. And then, of course, we have Pokemon Go. What is it all about? UltraCon was this past weekend, so we got some exclusive stuff from people over there. And, of course, a whole lot of movie and Donald Trump cannot get out
and
of.
And worthless facts and information.
Yeah, of course. There's always worthless facts. And I cannot find the song, so yes, we're going to go into the shout-out.
Big shout-out to Brooks, Dr. Brooks Plastic Surgery, one of our sponsors, one of our many sponsors. Mm-hmm. Shout-out to DJ Lozano, he is also a tour guide and a travel agent for Norwegian Cruise Lines. I posted out his information as well. And shout-out to my Aoki girl, she loves him as much as I do. She actually has 9 Steve Aoki tattoos, Sati Escobar.
Very, very nice. I have no shout-outs because I don't care. Because
you're antisocial.
I am not antisocial. People know who I am. Oh, there it is. I found it now. So, Vixen, this weekend was great.
We did some cool stuff. Besides the rain, it was good.
It rained on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Bastards.
And it keeps raining, apparently.
But it was a great weekend. We went to Heart Nightclub, the newest club in Miami.
It was a sneak peek. The grand opening is this Friday.
Yes, it is with Paul Rich, and we have 2 rooms open, free entry till 1 o'clock, and open bar till 12:30, so yes, open bar. No, it's not Grey Goose, it's Well Drinks, but it's open bar. So you're getting drunk for free until 12:30.
On our tab.
Yes. So all you guys do is say EON at the door, and you are in, like, how does it go?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm trying to do like one of those, like, you know, make like a tree and leave.
It's on like Donkey Kong. However, ladies, 18 and up, guys 21 and up, dress to impress, meaning no patas sucias, no racheteras, no shorts, dress to impress. If your little feet cannot handle those high heels, take with you some little flip-flops or wear those nice flats.
And, of course, we have Coco Jules and et cetera,
next
this door. This Saturday, guys 21, girls 20, 18. In for free, saying EO at the door until 1 o'clock, open bar till 12:30. This is the first time I've seen Space do on a Saturday trap music right next door to the terrace.
I think it's awesome. So we're bringing both worlds together at Space.
You'll have.
You can shuffle trap queens, you know, et cetera. And then when you're tired, come on over to see my boys Coco Drill.
And of course, you have hip hop downstairs for all my hip hop people out there.
Yes.
You know, word up, you know, east side. I don't know.
I mean, I think it's pretty cool. Space is representing.
Yes, all aspects
on Saturday.
And for all you people that love to shuffle, like I'm trying to learn how to do, but I'm terrible at it, next week on Saturday, we got Oliver Heldens
at Cinema.
Yes. Guys, you can visit www.elementsonight.com. I say 4 3 W's there.
I don't know.
But visit our website, elementsonight.com. Click on the banner for Oliver Heldens. Use promo code EON, and you guys can save on your tickets. Get them because they're going by quickly, and when they're sold out,
they're
sold out. I'm going to go. I can't wait.
I'm wearing my panda gear.
Yes.
Because we will be getting wild. This is his, what's the name of the tour? The
North American
tour. And if you see the video that we posted, he's dressed like a frog. There's pandas in there. There's monkeys.
He shuffles during his mixing.
Shuffles. That's amazing. So,
and for all my cosplayers out there, I mean, Animate Miami's coming out. It's actually on October 23rd and the 24th. Well, the 23rd to the 25th, visit our website. You can click on the banner and go buy your tickets there. I think there's $60 for the whole entire weekend. So get them quickly. There's going to be a lot of artists there, a lot of people. We're going to go.
We always go. We went last year.
So I'm very excited. We're if we're there as press or we're not there as press, who knows? I will be dressed for sure as Skeletor.
I'm still debating on my
I'm still trying to work on my second costume. It's been changed to something else, but I might be able to get it ready for that one. Who knows? If not, I'll be ready for Magic City.
Right. So, last weekend was Fool's Gold.
Yes.
And that's all I got to say about that.
They fooled you.
And that's all I got to say.
That's all I'm
going to
say. My mama said, if I can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. And I'm not going to say anything at all.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to say, that's it.
So, they're in Hollywood. As you know, the presidential debate was yesterday. Donald Trump cannot get out of the limelight.
I think that's what he wants, though.
No, but he said that. Jeb Bush said that, he was trying to buy me out to buy gambling.
Wait, was that that? Do you want to give out the number in case people have comments about this or about what they
did? If you guys want to call in, it's 516-387-1667. You guys can call in. We'll get you on the show. We got some Pokemon stuff coming up very soon. But Donald Trump is going to win. He's going to become the president.
I think so, too. I'd rather him than Kanye.
I mean, I like... Don't start me with Kanye. You know what? You actually brought up a good point. Kanye had a walkathon or something, or like a fashion show.
It was a fashion show.
And he made you sign a contract. You couldn't speak to Kim Kardashian, him, or speak about anything that they were doing. Because if you did, you would be sued for $10 million.
Wait.
I wouldn't even sign that. I sign contracts for all these events that we do to make sure I don't stick it. I don't, you know, whatever.
We release information.
We don't release information. But $10 million for me to say one word to Kanye?
Well, to speak to him.
Yeah,
it
you
was,
can speak to
no,
him. Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. It said that if you spoke about him, his family, or anything that happened during the event, you will get sued.
I will find it right now exactly what it
is. I read the article, dude. And not only that, but I was going to tell you, that's a valid cease and desist, unlike the crap that we got, which was totally bogus.
We're forced to sign a contract that prohibited them from speaking about him, or personal details about his life.
Exactly. So $10 million. So for sure he's going to shut you up.
So the problem is that if I do it and then I find something on TMZ about Kanye, I can't go, like right now we're talking about Kanye. I'll get sued right now for $10 million.
No, because you weren't under contract with him.
No, but if I did do that and
no,
I was under contract.
No, what it means, no.
That's what I'm saying.
No, what he's saying is, if anybody approaches you, like, Phil, you were in the Kanye fashion show, then anything happened, do you see anything suspicious, and you start blabbering your mouth, you will get sued for $10 million.
Oh, wow. So, I don't know. Kanye, I hate you. So, it happens. Star Wars weekends might be gone, and that is very sad. Supposedly, Disney is saying that Star Wars weekends might be gone, as well as Mickey and Friends Star Wars characters, meaning no more Jedi Mickey, no more Goofy as Darth Vader.
What the hell? People
the reason being is because of the fact that Disney right now is opening up to doing the whole entire land of Star Wars.
Okay.
So like, why are we going to have a Star Wars weekend and we're going to have a Star Wars land? So that's...
But, no. See, they need to have the Star Wars weekend.
Why?
Because I've never been.
I've never been either. Hopefully next year we go. Because if they have it next year, I'm going because I am
that's
not going to miss it.
We're never going to see it again.
And
you want to say hi to the person live on our chat?
Yes. Hello to Dave Tomi. Yes. Welcome to our network. Halloween Hornets is tomorrow.
It starts tomorrow. And my coworker is already packed and ready to go.
We were trying to find the UPC code for you guys can get a discount if you're from Florida. If I can find it, I'll post it on our website.
I know that Burger King has it in the back of their cup.
You eat a Burger King all the time. Why can't you give it to me?
Huh?
You eat a Burger King all the time. Why couldn't you give it to me?
I didn't know you needed one.
Oh, I needed one if I can give it to our guests.
Well, you know what? Tomorrow during lunch, I'll go and I'll get one.
Dipotomy.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
So,
I like the way how he, like, you know, put the parentheses in me.
Oh.
But, bitch, thank you. Thank you. We're trying.
So,
what did you do over the weekend? Not you.
I don't even know. You were with me the whole entire weekend. But let's go to a quick commercial break before we get into a little bit more with Alticon and all
and
that.
And Pokemon.
And Pokemon, so.
Hi, this is Vixen J, and as you know, with my business, I have no time to schedule time to go to the gym. Thanks to Dr. Brooks' plastic surgery, I get Rave Body Ready with their quick and painless procedure, Cool Sculpting. You can look fabulous, too. Call Dr. Brooks today for your consultation, 954-501-0505, and tell them Vixen J sent you.
Right. So, Pokemon, little
yes.
animals that you collect
yes.
in a ball.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what Pokemon means?
No.
Little monsters you collect in a ball.
Oh my god.
So, did you know? The founders of both Digimon and Pokemon are the same people. They just wanted to create two animals virtually, the same to watch fans fight pointlessly.
Yeah, pretty much. Because I hated Digimon, but people were like, ah, it's Digimon, ah. No.
So yeah, Pokemon were pocket monsters.
I did not know that one. That's another Did You Know I Didn't Know. Ultracon was just past Saturday.
Yes, it was.
We didn't go.
It was the first ever.
Yes, we couldn't go. We were tired as hell. But there's a lot of people that went. There was a lot of things that they did. We wish we would have been there. We're sorry that we couldn't go. Asakura and everybody that was out there.
Yeah.
But there's a clip I want to play, and basically it opens up the door to what we said about why cosplayers do what they do and how you can be who you want to be and nobody judges you.
Right.
So let's play this quick clip before we go in.
Through hard times in life, I can always have something to turn to look at for good times.
I didn't really have many friends. I didn't really hang out with many people, but I've met so many people, and so they're so nice to me, all of them, and we have so many things in common, so...
Well, it's certainly been a positive change. Like,
yeah.
I've made more friends, I've done more stuff, you know? Fun.
It changed it in all aspects. I was that shy person that no one ever talked to. I was invisible. So when I was in cosplay, I became this person that was just completely happy and crazy and got to be more social, and it grew into making friends and everything. It was great.
I've definitely came out. I used to not be that really social in the past, but ever since I got into costume, I've met a lot of people. I've gotten out of my shell, and you know, meeting, you know, a lot of people, going to all these events. It's definitely been a fun experience, and I plan to keep it going.
So, I mean,
did you hear the song in the background?
Yes, I heard the song in the background. So, I mean, that's what cosplay is about.
But you know what I love about cosplay?
What?
And you see it. We're ravers, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing in the raver world. Everybody is social. Everybody gets along with everybody. There's no judging. Everybody's enjoying in at festivals, the music, and the you can walk in as strangers and you leave as friends. The same thing with cosplayers. You are a shy, timid person, right? Let's
mm-hmm.
say from 8 to 5 at work or at school, but the minute you put on that costume that you've worked so hard on, you're a completely different person. Your alter ego comes out. And no matter your shape or body size, nobody judges.
And that's the thing that I love about it, because it's something that I like doing right now. I mean, when I dress up as Skeletor, you know, the people that came out and took a picture of me and all that, and especially that kid that, you know, I met, you
we
know,
had
just,
a, we had a fan in a wheelchair.
You know, just to get him to be happy that he actually met his favorite villain, and
yeah.
I'm like, you know, I'm actually to portray it, which I'm actually trying to master a little bit more, so when I go next time, there's more interaction with more people, because now I feel more comfortable. Because when I first wore it, I was freaking out. I'm like, bro, I'm wearing this stuff. I don't know what people are gonna think about me about it. But everybody liked it, and everybody was.
But that's what I'm saying.
With it.
Even you know, as long as you're out there having a good time, nobody judges.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, wants to take pictures with you. Everybody wants to meet you. Same thing at festivals. Nobody judges. You know, all of the rave girls are beautiful, no matter their shapes or size. The fact that we're out there giving positive vibes, and for one moment in our lives, we're all getting along, and nobody's hating on anybody. That is just amazing.
No, it's the same thing with PDQ. PDQ, those are monthly events, and it's just to see the kids' reactions when they see, oh my God, that's Star-Lord. I mean, it's somebody in costume, but they gave her the perception that that's Star-Lord, that was Drax, that
but
was...
But you see, but not only that, but also look at it further than that. PDQ is offering a family night. With our busy schedules nowadays,
yeah.
It is so hard to actually sit down and have dinner with your family. You know? But I'm saying... the fact that they're actually providing a place and a night for us to be in cosplay and share the art that we love and to actually have dinner with our family and close friends, that's amazing.
Our listener says, walk into a kid's hospital as Naruto and they will love you.
Oh my God, actually, if you have pictures of that or if you've done it, you know, recently, send it to us. We'll gladly post it on our website.
Yeah, just go into our website, click on the contact page, and you'll be able to email it to us and all that.
Absolutely. That is awesome.
I mean, we had the guy who just passed away recently that was dressing up as Batman going into the hospitals and all that.
Well, I have a story. Mm-hmm. When I was still in college, I would work at a party rental place, and every year I would dress up as Wanda the Witch, and I would go to the South Miami Children's Hospital. The kids that I would see every Halloween are poor kids. And I remember 4 years ago, I met a little boy, which I'm not going to disclose his name. And when he saw me, he gave me the biggest hug ever. And I will see him every year for one Halloween. The last time I went, and it's the reason why I stopped doing it, is because when I was looking for him, sorry, start crying, the nurse told me that he had recently passed away. He had AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And that every time that I would leave that event, all he would do was talk about the witch and the pretty witch and the witch that will play with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we put on our costumes and we go out there, and you don't understand that the smallest little gesture could mean the world to somebody.
Yep. So, I mean, I just love it. I mean, I got you into the whole entire cosplaying world last year.
Well, I mean, I was already cosplaying. I'm a raver.
I understand that, but I mean, I got you in the whole entire Comic Cons and all that.
Yes, that you did.
Which is something that, you know, is new to, I mean, it's new to you. It's fairly new to myself. I've only been doing it for about two or 3 years, but it's a new world.
I mean, I'm all for things that are positive. I'm all for things where people help one another and encourage one another. Just like how you heard in the audio that these kids, you know, they were alone and they felt like outcast, but then when they walk into a con, you know, in costumes, they're friends, and I love all that stuff. And it's a shame that we get judged and we get laughed at for dressing up in costumes or for going to festivals instead of, you know, seeing the beauty of it.
I mean, if you listen to our other shows, there's one with our Dark Force cosplay. I mean,
from Australia.
He said it. If you want to do it, do it. Just because you think that you're not going to be able to rock it.
Exactly.
Work the gimmick, work whatever you want to do, and do it.
Exactly.
You can do it.
Even our friend Joe Asakura from Unlikely Heroes. The little boy didn't speak English but was following him all over the theater because he's dressed like Piccolo.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to take a picture with him.
Yep. So, Pokemon.
Yes. I collected them. I actually played them on my Nintendo.
Yes. Pokemon Go is coming out. It's a mobile app for iOS and Android. Basically, they also have a watch that you can put on that's going to Bluetooth to your phone.
Okay.
So it's going to let you know when there's a Pokemon around. Or is another trainer around?
Yeah, I see me now leaving my office to go find a Pokemon.
So I've seen pictures of people, like basically what it is that it's going to let you locate Pokemon in parks, shopping areas, sidewalks, and countryside all over the world. It's going to let you locate, catch, battle, and trade Pokemon. The thing that I find funny is I've seen people going, I shouldn't be in here, but supposedly there's a Ditto around here. Because the Ditto goes underground.
Oh, great. So they're going, like, in the sewers?
Yes.
Yes. No.
So it's like, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to get it because obviously it looks
fun.
Because
you're curious.
Yeah. But, I mean, we've seen a lot of jokes going around that, you know, oh, my God, there's a Pikachu across the street. You run across the street. You get hit by a car. Oh, my God, there was a Charizard in the car. You know, different things. But what they perceive in the video is a little far-fetched to what you're actually going to have in real life.
I don't know, dude.
Because the video has the people throwing a Pokeball and catching something. I don't know. Me walking around going, all right, let me battle now. Stopping in the middle of the street or in the middle of the sidewalk going, wait, I got to battle. I'm battling. People are going to think you're nuts. The cops are going to be called.
Nothing's
going to happen. But, I mean, hopefully they know what the bad areas are in Miami or anywhere in the world so you don't walk in there.
Can you imagine if you end up in Overtown?
That's what I'm saying. There's a Mewtwo here. I must get that Mewtwo.
I know. There's a Mewtwo here. There's crap.
So, I think it's a good idea. I think that it's something that they're trying to get kids outside.
I think it's a good idea if they limit it. Like, let's say we go to the park,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden the game starts within that perimeter of the park.
Mm-hmm.
Not having my kids run in the park to the street to the neighbor's house.
Oh no, they're gonna pinpoint mainly parks, and things like that.
I mean, that'd be cool. Malls. And I remember back in the day at De La Mall, actually, they had the Pokemon competition.
Mm-hmm.
And my little brother actually was really good because he'll go with his game, you know, his little Game Boy at the time, and he'll compete and whatnot. And then the winner will get like an exclusive Pokemon, whatever. If they do that, but with the new version of this game, but like at a park and actually have competitions, that would be cool.
Oh, that was one person that says first picture, if I understand correctly. I'm not sure. I'm going to check it out. What picture they're sending me?
Oh, that's probably the picture of him at the hospital, maybe?
So, yeah, I mean, they're going to do it. What I'm thinking they're trying to do with the Pokemon Go is that they're trying to get people to be more socially active in this world.
No, I got it.
They're doing what it says here in shopping malls, in parks, and in sidewalks. I mean, I don't know about the sidewalks, but what the...
Pokemon Go! Oh my god, you have to post that!
What the fuck?
Yes, that's basically what it's going to be. Pretty much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much it. But I'm saying it's a cool concept. I'm not going to knock it.
Yeah.
If it's properly used and marketed into the whole Pokemon arena fighting real life.
Yeah.
But not having kids running around aimlessly all over the city.
Yeah, I don't want to tell my kid going, we have to go over here 5 miles because there's a... I'm like, no.
Not going to happen.
Find one in the street. Find one in the parking lot here.
Not going to happen.
Before we get back, we're going to go through a quick commercial.
Hi, this is Victor J, and let me tell you about my favorite robots from Scarlett, Light of the Night. They are now available for all of your special events. For more information, go to www.lightofthenight.com.
What's going on, fans? Do you love to party? Do you love the EON Network? Well, check out www.elementsandnights.com as we give you 24 hours worth of news and updates from Comic-Cons, music events, video games, and more. Check out your favorite hosts, tweets, and thoughts. Stay up to date with the lineup with the EON Network, and it's all in one place. So what are you waiting for? Check it out now!
www.elementsandnights.com.
Who's that Pokemon?
I try so hard to hold it every time I hear that commercial. It sounds like you're taking a dump.
Oh my god. So, Pokemon side. No, I'm not doing it. I can't.
Do it.
Okay. So... Did you know that there was a controversy of Jinx's skin?
What do you mean?
The Pokemon. It was changed from black to purple.
Why? Because the whole black skin color thing?
Basically, the Pokemon was black.
Right.
With a dress.
Yes.
And big lips.
Oh, got it. So they changed it to purple. Yes. I get it now.
So, yes. For all my Gambit fans out there.
Chan-ching.
Yes. basically, Rupert Wyatt has stepped aside from director of the movie. So now they're trying to find a new director.
So there's actors in place, just no director.
Yeah, pretty much. So,
give it a Shyamalan.
No, I'm a Shyamalan, so what? Is it a twist? So, I don't know if you like the Dork Diaries. I know my daughter loves the Dork Diaries.
I love the Dork Diaries.
So, a new movie will be coming out during the franchise. It's about a girl named Nikki Maxwell and her adventures in private middle school.
Isn't Jasmine reading a book like that?
Yes, she reads all the Dork Diaries.
Yes, she does.
So, they're coming out with that movie. And then The Perfect Guy was number one in the box office, and The Visit was second.
See, I have an issue with The Perfect Guy movie.
Sounds scary.
Not that, but I mean, well, yeah. But the fact that there's people out there that love to imitate what they see on TV, and now watch all these creepers are going to get ideas on how to, like, sneak into my house or follow me, and I just don't feel comfortable with that.
I don't know. It's totally like creepers coming to your house.
I mean, as if I have stalkers.
Yes. We don't need creepers.
I don't need creepers.
Woody Harrelson is going to play the colonel in the final Planet of the Apes called War for Planet of the Apes.
I haven't seen the new one.
I haven't seen the second one.
Yes.
I saw the first one.
I didn't see the second one.
So supposedly there's like a war of all worlds. Or the war.
But nice.
I might see it after I see part two. The Jungle Book, did you finally see the trailer for it?
No.
No? Well, it's amazing. I like it. Yes, I read it is a guy who the snake was in the cartoon.
Duh, you were saying it was a girl.
Okay, but Scarlett Johansson's doing the voice.
Why?
The voice is sexy.
But it's a boy snake.
No, they're making it the girl snake. There's too many boys there. They're trying to put a feminine in there.
There's no need. Yes. Why are they killing it? Because she has no job and she wants to be a part of
no
it?
No job. She's not an Avenger. She's Black Widow.
Dude, she doesn't need to be a snake. The snake is a boy.
No, she's a snake.
The snake. I am so tweeting. The snake is a boy.
Well, whatever. She's doing it. I like it. I'm happy about it.
The snake is a boy.
Well, I'm going to watch it. You're going to watch it?
No.
No? And the cool thing is at the end of the trailer, you see Baloo is the bear, right?
Yes.
And then you see, who's the other one? The kid? Mowgli?
Mowgli?
Yeah, he's on top of him. They're doing the song. On the
Bear Necessities?
Yeah. On the
Jesus
river.
Jesus Christ, Phil. Did you ever see The Jungle Book?
I did, but I have so many things going through my mind, I don't know.
Good
it's
Lord.
All Star Wars, 50% of my mind. The other 49 is just mumbo-jumbo stuff. The hamster fell off.
We should have a contest. Have people come in and sing The Bear Necessities.
No. And then word around Hollywood is that Brainiac will be the villain for Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
If it's true, cool. If it's not, damn you guys. But it'll be pretty cool if they do that. I'm actually excited about the movie. I hope they don't screw it up. But that's the reason why Superman doesn't get a part two, because he ain't as cool as Batman.
No, the reason why Superman doesn't have so many movies is because they get it right the first time. Unlike Batman, they need to retell the story to keep convincing you why.
Did
you
ever
like
see the one with Kevin Spacey?
Shut up.
That was terrible.
Shut up.
Did you see it?
Shut up.
You did you?
Shut up.
Oh, we don't want to say anything about that, did you?
For all of you, our new listeners, this is the conversation of forever. The debate.
Yes.
I am a Superman girl. He is a Batman.
Person. Yes.
Whatever. I don't think Batman's considered a real superhero because of the fact that he's human and all his powers come from machines.
Whatever. But you know what? I did post
Batman,
something. I posted
Batman needs a plane to fly. Superman flies on his own.
I posted something today on Instagram that there's 484 billionaires out there, but not one of them has turned into Batman.
Because he sucks.
No, because they're retarded.
Mention your Instagram. What is your Instagram?
EONPHAZE. That's EONPHAZE.
Look, that's
phonics
for
today. I knew you were
going
to say that.
And mine is 6NJ0671.
Which comes to another thing. Yes, Batman doesn't have a plane, because when I saw DC Heroes on Robot Chicken Part 2,
right,
it was pretty depressing because what's his name? Green Lantern was trying to lift Batman. I was like, can you make it something cooler than a circle so you can make me fly? So they made a boat.
Yeah, so what does that tell you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Batman's cool. That's all I know. But you know what? Whenever somebody tells you something like that...
It's a trap?
Yes.
Take a piece of action. Green crew, get close to hold it set to hurt each other. Admiral, we have enemy ships at 47. It's a trap.
So, KDY223 says, my parents text me while I'm in school, even though they said not to have my phone in class. I feel like it's a trap.
Absolutely. They're checking to see if you don't have your phone out. Duh.
Ludo Pepper says, when Apple wants you to upgrade your iPhone to iOS 9, don't do it. It's a trap.
You know that I saw a guy from Periscope saying that? He was pretty much saying not to upgrade his phone. Billy is an idiot, yes.
We should have Batman now.
No.
Yes.
No Batman.
See?
No Batman.
And, of course, mine is, when you're a freshman in high school and seniors tell you to check the pool on the roof, don't do it.
Oh, that's a trap.
It's a trap. Those are a lot of idiots. I'm sorry.
Did you fall for that? You did fall for that.
No, because I had all family that went to that school.
Lies.
So I knew.
You fell for that.
No, I
yes, you did.
No, you did.
No way, dude. Did.
You were up there. You're like,
first of all, I don't know how to swim, so why would I even look for the pool?
You know what? Since he wants to be like Batman, and everybody says that everybody should dress like Batman, you know what? We have a company that's going to help people out for this Halloween.
Hi, this is Vixen J, and I get all of my costumes for the festivals and Comic Cons at Wonder Costumes, your one-stop shop for quality costumes at the best prices. They're serving customers in Miami and worldwide. This store is open year-round. You can follow them at www.wondercostumes.com.
for all my comic book fans out there that are looking for the hot spot in Miami to be able to buy your comic books on a weekly basis, you got to check out Max Comics and Collectibles, located at 2678 Southwest 87th Avenue in Miami, Florida, specializing in new and recent comic book issues and offering the best discounts on new and recent issues in South Florida. It's Max Comics, the only store that the EON Network shops for all the comic needs. Visit www.elementsonite.com for the full info on where you can find them.
We're back. Whenever it stops, there we go.
We need to fire our sound guy.
You know what? Pokemon fact. Did you know that there's two Pokemon based on actual Hollywood celebrities?
Who?
The punching Pokemon Hitmonchan is based on Jackie Chan, and the kicking Pokemon Hitmonlee is based on Bruce Lee.
Nice!
You get the last part? Chan,
Lee. Chan, yes.
Yes. Big Bang Theory. It's coming out.
It's the wedding.
Yes, it is. But we saw it already.
Pretty much everybody was saying that the commercial to announce the wedding pretty much gave away the whole wedding.
I mean, they show what happened. They show that they got married and da-da-da. What I'm more interested in is what's going to happen with Sheldon
and Amy. Did he finally give her the ring?
Did he give her the ring? What's going on? You know, are they going to go be happy-happy or not be happy-happy?
I love that show. And it sucks that that's it. This is the last.
No, it's not. They signed for 3 more seasons.
Oh, thank God.
So they'll be back for, I think, 2 more, because I think the 3 season was signed last year.
So probably they're going to end it with Penny. So
either that, one of them's going to have a kid.
Yeah.
So that's how they're going to end.
So then they're going to make a new spin-off called The New Theory.
No, they cannot do something, which, thank you for saying that, because now you just brought me to my next point. The Hollywood Reporter has its top 10 TV shows of all time. We're going to give you the top 5. They asked 280,000 people from actors and all that stuff.
They didn't ask me.
No, but they asked important people.
Oh.
Number 5, Seinfeld.
No.
Number 4, Game of Thrones. Number 3, The X-Files. Number 2, Breaking Bad.
Yes.
And number 1, Friends.
No.
This is why I said, what you said about, the new Big Bang Theory. No, because what they did with Friends is that they gave Joey a spinoff.
It died.
Terrible. Joey cannot be funny without Chandler.
Or anybody.
No. So, yes. And then yesterday we saw The League.
I love The League. I was so happy that it came back.
And I like, they're getting a lot more funnier now than they were last year. I think last year they weren't as...
No, they were tending to drag.
Yes.
A little. But it's gotten funny. They picked up again.
Yeah, it did. I like it. It's a good show. It comes out on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. on FSX.
Yeah.
2 X's, not 1. And then, of course, we saw Fooled Us with Penn and Teller.
Yes.
Very cool. A lot of crazy magic, and you wonder how they do that stuff, and I don't have...
I think it's cool that actually we're going to Vegas in March.
Yes.
And we're probably going to see that show.
Yes. Well, I don't know, not Fooled Us, but we're going to see Penn and Teller.
Yes.
Which is amazing. September 21st is the Return of Gotham on Fox. And I have heard that 2 people, main actors, are going to die in the TV show.
That show sucks.
I'm leaving. Bye. I'm done.
Oh, sorry. That show sucks.
No. It's the Rise of the Villains. All the villains are going to be there. Riddler, Penguin, Joker, Catwoman.
No. Catwoman cannot, because Catwoman's still 12. She hasn't got her period yet.
Okay, it doesn't matter. We're still going to
be there. No. No, she's still a little girl running around with the steampunk glasses on her head.
Whatever. She still looks cool.
No.
I can't wait to see it. It comes out on September 21st on Fox. Make sure to check it out.
It's not Catwoman. It's Kitten Girl.
And we saw MasterChef yesterday.
Love MasterChef.
Or, yeah, it was yesterday, which, of course...
My girl won.
No, whatever. Steven should have won, but whatever.
We should start betting on these things.
No, you know what? I have a gambling problem, and I don't need to go any further into it.
So you got any problems. How's your fantasy football going?
Very good. I picked up some people today and all that, so...
I have to admit, my first round, I sucked. Yeah. I scored 48 points.
No, you scored 44.
Oh, sorry.
It was even worse.
44.
So... Without further ado, you know what that means?
Justin Bieber, arrested in Miami Beach for...
Now, we do believe that Aaron Hernandez at the moment is being booked.
On Shia LaBeouf, taken out of a Broadway theater in handcuffs after an outburst.
Boy,
Everyone is stupid except me.
You're a douchebag. Douchebag.
So, our douchebag of the week is not a celebrity, actually, this time. It's actually a sniffer. The sniffer of FIU, Florida International University.
Oh, yeah.
So, basically, this guy is, number one, a registered sex offender. Will go into the library, hide under the tables, and sniff women's feet.
Ew.
How do you not find somebody under you sniffing your feet?
That's what I want to know. And this guy was pretty big.
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know.
It wasn't a little scrawny guy that could hide in the corner. No. And he was caught wearing a red shirt. Can he be more noticeable?
I think the carpet's red.
Really?
Yes, maybe.
I mean, the Kool-Aid guy could walk in there, nobody would.
But, I mean, some people were saying, oh, I don't know how it happens, how they allow people to just come in here, or how they got in here. There's no security in that school. There isn't. I mean, there's no security in FIU and Miami-Dade, none of these schools. Anybody can walk around and do whatever they want, and nobody stops them. So, I don't understand what they were saying with that.
But, I mean, I remember, and the funny thing is that when we saw the report, one of the students was like, you know, we had an ass grabber not that long ago, and now we have a foot sniffer. And like, what the hell is going on in the school? Where is the security?
They're nowhere because there's people passing out flyers all over the school, and it's all fine and dandy.
That's what's wrong.
It happens. For that, our douchebag is a sniffer. You know, you do not get an award.
No.
Because you just sniff feet.
That's just kinda wrong. Weird.
Man, think about it. People might walk in the rain and might smell. God knows if the person hasn't taken a shower.
Ew, what are their patas sucias?
I know, like, no. With that, you know what? Let's go to a commercial.
That song can only mean one thing. It's Loot Crate. It's Comic-Con in a box. Get your monthly subscription that includes DC, Marvel, Sci-Fi, Star Wars, video games, and much, much more. Visit www.elementsonite.com and click on the shop section for more information. It's Loot Crate, Comic-Con in a box.
Three times in a row, you know what song it is?
No, I don't
know. You remember Street Fighter 2 for the Super NES?
Oh, yeah.
It's Ryu's song.
Got
it. The guy who everybody played that. Who did you used to play as in Street Fighter?
The girl.
Chun-Li?
Yeah.
With the kicking?
With
I hated
kicking.
You. Hate you.
That's all I would do, kick the shit out of you.
Because you can't do anything. Because you can't run at her.
You just kick.
Yeah, you just kick and that's it. You're pretty much done. Pokemon facts.
Another one?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I told you it was going to be a Pokemon show. I got to give facts to these people. Pokédex entries imply that Wobbuffet's body is a decoy and his real body is a small black tail with the two eyes in back of him.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And did you know the Pokémon Cubone, this is very disturbing when you actually hear this, guys, wears the skull of his dead mother on his head and uses a bone from her body as a weapon.
Hashtag mommy issues.
Yes.
Hashtag Norman Bates. Hashtag ew.
Yeah. I was like, wait, hold on a second. He does what with what?
With the what?
Yeah. So he basically uses... He has
wait, you know what? I think that has to go with the culture.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that in Asia, they actually honor their relatives' bones. So I think that has something to do with it, that he's wearing it to honor his mother.
Maybe.
Did you know?
I didn't know that.
Yes, I'm a nerd.
So, do you remember Mutant League Football?
No.
No? The one that you're like all different monsters and all that, and you'll play a football game or hockey or sports. They had a cartoon. They made video games out of it.
No.
Well, they came out with Blood Bowl 2 for the PS4, PC, and Xbox. Comes out pretty soon. It reminds me of that, but it's football meets Warhammer. I don't like it because it's not football. You don't just, get the football, throw it, and all that. It's more like, I get this guy, move him over here. I get this guy, move him over here. It's basically like strategy mixed with gaming. Because if you play Warhammer is you move pieces around to capture different areas and all that.
Right.
So that's basically what it is, but I can't play a game like that. I can't play a game that's going to take me 5,000 hours just to get something going on.
You know what game I miss from Pokemon?
Which one?
The one where you have to go and take pictures. You have to find
Pokemon
them
Snap.
And take pictures of them.
Yes.
I love that game.
Well, maybe when we go to anime, we'll be able to buy that game because
we don't have the system, though.
We'll buy the system. They saw that there also. There's Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis.
They do win the lotto, so they don't pay us much to do this.
No, they don't. Destiny the Taken King was just released this past week, on Tuesday.
Okay.
For the PS4. I have to try getting that game eventually.
No.
It's online. I'll be able to play with Adrian the whole entire time.
Yes, between your compulsive buying of Star Wars and video games, we're going to go broke.
Yes. Pokemon Snap has some dark theories.
Really? Like what?
Wow. That is actually kind of...
I want to talk to this guy. Can he call us? Or can she call us?
That's a
little... I want to know the theories now.
That's actually... Wow. I never thought...
I would never thought.
Well, I know that Pokemon does a lot of weird things. Like, the psychic Pokemons are the strongest, but they are weak against ghosts, bugs, and I forgot what other type of Pokemon. And the reason is because you're psychic, but you know what? You're fierce.
Mm-hmm.
So they're basically scared of all the other type of Pokemon.
If you guys want to join in the chat, I'm in a guy. Oh, he's a guy. Okay, so can you at least tell us one of the theories?
He's typing right now, so
for the people listening, we're actually talking, you know, to someone via our chat, which you're welcome to do so, or you could call us in at 516-387-1667.
He says, I can send it here, though, and it will just be a bit of text.
Oh. Meh.
If you want to send it in, you can. If anything, you can always message us on our
Instagram. Or send it to our email. FixinJ0601@yahoo.com.
Well, I think he's going to type right now while he's typing. I'm basically going to tell you about Star Wars fans because I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
No kidding!
Who doesn't want a fridge of Han Solo?
The one where he's frozen?
Yes, it's a mini fridge and it holds 6 cans of soda.
Only? I don't want it.
It's small, but it comes with the game inside.
That's what you wanted.
Yes. But you know what the cool thing about it is? It's only at Walmart. It's $130.
Only $130?
But it includes the game, so the game is $70 because it's the deluxe edition.
Right.
Plus the fridge is $60.
So that will be in the room.
Yes, and you can put it in your car. It has a DC adapter for your car.
So when we go to EDC Orlando,
you're allowed to put it in your car.
Not? Okay, I think I'm in.
Only problem is it's in Walmart, and I already reserved my copy at GameStop.
Oh. You can't cancel your reserve?
No, you know what GameStop is, canceling reserves. I have like 4 reserves that I never picked up. And they're like, no, you lost some money.
Okay, but see, GameStop doesn't give you a fridge.
I know. I didn't know about this until now.
How much was the reserve?
$10.
Dude, seriously? Invest in the flicking fridge already.
I'll think about it. We'll think about investing in the fridge. I would like that fridge. It's pretty cool. I mean, you know what it is? We don't have to go downstairs to get soda. There's about 6 cans right here.
And we could take it with us on a trip.
Yep. So, if you guys are interested, it's in Walmart. It's $130. Get it.
Would it blow up my car? Like, would it drain up all the juice?
No. And have you seen the one of the Pop-Tarts of Star Wars?
I've seen the Pop-Tarts. Then. And I saw the toaster.
Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
Okay, so basically the guy was saying, he can't find the whole other thing, but he's saying that you're going around to different Pokemon in their native habitat and throwing Pokeballs with tear gas in them in order for them to move.
Or you could take the picture.
Wow, that's...
I didn't know that. And he all this time.
So you get pictures of them and everything. That and the kid in the cart never really depicted to leave the island that he was sent to.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's actually very...
That's very twisted.
That's dark. I will never see Pokemon again.
I will never see that game the same.
Great.
Thank you for sharing. That was awesome.
Yes, it was.
I mean, you're more than welcome to... type in more stuff every week,
yeah.
If you want.
But I think that's all we have, actually, because I don't have any more notes.
Well, I don't know if you want us to tell them again our events.
Well, you guys can go to Club Space or Heart. Heart is on Fridays. Club Space is on Saturdays. It's in Miami, downtown Miami. Basically, everybody's in for free until 1, open bar till 12:30 at both clubs. Just say EON at the door. You can see all of our events at www.elementsonight.com. And you can follow our network, EON_network, on Twitter and on Instagram, so you can get all the cool stuff about our show.
Honor of Heldings is on next week, Saturday, at Club Cinema. And we're also selling tickets to Life in Color.
Yes. So you guys can check all that out. Go on our website. We have news up there. I have We actually have, actually, you know what, we didn't talk about this. The poll that we have, which is which side are you on? Are you on the Iron Man side or Captain America side for Civil War? We still have about 13 days left in the poll. And so far, Iron Man is winning by, I think, 3 votes after I checked. So, you know, if you're thinking Captain America should win, get on there, vote, you know, for your team.
Not only that, but our favorite robots, Light of the Night, is having their monthly block party this Saturday from 6 to 12. It is posted on our Instagram.
No, it's next Saturday.
Oh, next Saturday, I'm sorry. They have it the last Saturday of every month. So I'm excited for the Halloween one.
Yes. And, no, I mean, go on our website. If you want to listen to our other shows, we had Rage Kitten last week. It was last week. Female cosplayer. We've had Dark Force cosplay. We've had Yo Asakura twice on our show. So if you guys ever want to know any tips or tricks, they actually give out a couple of little tips and tricks of what to use, what's the best material and everything. So, that's pretty much all the things I have. If you guys want to follow me, it's very simple. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. It's EONPHAZE. That's EONPHAZE. Vixen, where can they follow you?
Follow me everywhere. you can follow me on Instagram, VixenJ0601. Twitter is the same thing. My Facebook is private, so don't even try.
And that's all the time we have. We will be back.
Periscope. You can follow me on Periscope.
Yes, we'll be Periscoping a lot very soon. That's all the time we have. We shall be back here next week on Wednesday.
And yes. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for joining
us.
That
was a lot of fun.
For everybody listening out there and all that, thank you once again. He's typing something, so before we go, we will find out what he says.
Yes, let's wait. We are waiting for you, new friends.
Oh, and make sure to check out anime. Bye. See you to Wednesday. Perfect.
See you.
See you. Later, everybody.
Bye.